So let's go meet some of these security researchers.
Okay.
Cool.
Good.
Right, so where are we going now?
We're going to what we call the green room. They're presenting today to about 600-700 researchers in the McKinley room in the conference center.
Okay.
When they're not on stage and or when they're hanging out in the green room.
Okay.
So that's where we're going.
Let's go to the green room.
Okay.
How'd you like it?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah, the audience was a little...
Yeah, I was like, does anybody do
anything? Come on. I mean, the most laughs were when you asked who's got an iPod.
Access room.
Yes.
So this is the green room.
Yeah, we're
just hanging out.
You've
got a combination of Microsoft engineers and security researchers here. We've also got some researchers from the local scene, from the local community. We're hanging out here. There's another way of connecting, of bonding. So.
So we're looking around for these people.
No, it's just happy to see you.
We're going to talk to Vinny, I think.
Okay.
Oh, Vinny, did anybody talk to you?
The
Channel 9. If you've got a second.
Yes.
How about we just wander over here?
Sounds good.
How's it going? Good.
You want to stand? You want to sit? What do you want to do?
I'm going to keep on standing. That's
okay.
Yeah, it's a little...
You want that for the background?
That's fine. I'm going to just look at the lighting here. This lighting is great.
Okay.
So, Vinny, how's it going? What do you do?
My name's Vinny. I'm with the Metasploit Project, and I lead up the anti-forensics part of it. So... today I'll be presenting on the Metasploit Anti-Forensic Project, and we'll hopefully you guys will enjoy it very much.
Definitely. It sounds like a really interesting project. How long have you been working on it?
It started 2 months before Black Hat, when I realized that they accepted my submission. So pretty much nonstop since then.
So you submitted and didn't have any slides, huh?
Yeah, no, I was like, yeah, so I've got these ideas, I figured I'd try and... whip something up together, and it actually turned out to be great because, at work I respond to a lot of incidents, and a lot of the lessons learned I was able to apply, understanding, the different techniques for discovery and the different techniques for avoidance as well. So, all of that's rolled into this presentation. Hopefully it'll be useful, something you guys can use and
totally.
Work with.
Sounds very interesting.
So, what was your impression? Yesterday you presented to execs, so... because the way Blue Hat works is we do condensed 30-minute presentations for executives, and we actually repeat those morning and afternoon, and then come back and do a full day on Friday where it's an hour presentation and 15 minutes Q&A. So, it's not necessarily dumbed down because the technical content is there, but it certainly is compressed. So what were your reactions about after presenting to execs yesterday?
I definitely say... I was surprised, and by the willingness of the executives to sit there, their technical ability to understand, and then to fire questions back. I'm very impressed with that. Even more impressive was their willingness to listen and understand and improve, and on the spot say, how can we fix this? What can we do to help the community out? That's their first concern, is what can we do to help the community out there? To make forensics discovery easier or better.
Can you talk a little bit about this Metasploit? Tell us about what it is. What's going on?
Yeah, Metasploit, I would say, is originally it was the Metasploit framework, which is an exploitation framework. It was started by H.D. Moore and Spoonham, and Matt Miller, who's also a speaker here, is a big contributor to it. I got involved with them on the side contributing exploits, and then through that involvement, I branched out and started doing anti-forensics research. I'd like to think of Metasploit as a great test bed for new ideas. It is not a tool that... It is a tool that you can use to do pen testing and to test systems, and I know a lot of big companies, a lot of consulting firms will do that, but really it's a test bed for new ideas, pushing the boundaries and seeing what's out there. So I think that's why the anti-forensics falls underneath the Metasploit banners, because it is cutting edge, it's out there. And
fantastic. So if you... Were you a hacker before you got into this business? I mean, you've always been just curious about how to break
security things? Researcher, I guess. Security it's always been something that's...
Sorry, no offense.
No, none taken. You know, people play semantics all the time, but really it's just a matter of being curious and sure. exploring those things that you like to do.
Absolutely.
And this is my latest interest, so.
Fantastic, man. Good. We need it.
So it's funny, that whole thing about hacker, security researcher, one of the key things that I want executives to actually get uh-huh. is that this is research. This is the same kind of research we ask our guys on the performance team or on the reliability team mm-hmm. to go do. Mm-hmm. And you know, yesterday we were, Jim was watching Matt Miller's talk, and it's about temporal return addresses. And I think he was just... the reaction was fun to watch because it was like, oh my God, look at this guy. He took this idea and then he put a structured methodology around it and this and this and this and this and boom, look at the, and he said, you know, I would watch out tomorrow because there's a seven minute window where, you know, I know the return address on any Windows platform. And
very good. Well, thank you for your time. So,
absolutely, thank you.
Vinny, was there a highlight yesterday?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, there was. So this is awesome. This is probably the best part of my whole day. This, like, made my week. I got a picture, and I got to meet MZ, as in the initials for the PE executable header. It was fantastic. Ah. And he's actually an awesome guy. Answered all my questions about the NTFS file system that I had lingering. You know, there's not a lot of documentation on it, but, man, that guy knows his stuff. And he's cool, too.
Very cool. Right on.
Yeah,
we tried to get him on Channel 9, but it's hard.
Oh, yeah. No, he's awesome. No, he's a cool dude. I like him.
Fantastic.
So
what's next?
Thanks. So next, we think about Blue Hat twice a year. Uh-huh. It's a lot of work. We know that there's enough talks that are of interest that we could do this twice a year. Mm-hmm. We're not sure if we can actually manage. And at some point, you want to make sure that the novelty is still there and that it's new. Mm-hmm. You don't want people to go, oh, yeah, well, I would go to Blue Hat, but, you know, I went last time and... You know, I don't really need any more security updating right now. We think, though, that twice a year is about the right frequency. We're gonna test that out. We did one in March. We're back here in October. Seems to work okay.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like you got a great turnout in there from Microsoft developers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a total voluntary sort of thing, right? It's not like every engineer at Microsoft must attend Blue Hat.
No. Yeah, and that's the cool thing about it is that it's actually kind of viral. That you know, we started out, we just said, gee, maybe we should go do this, and then we said, well, yeah, let's put an exec session in there as well. You know, last year we were lucky, or in March we were lucky to get Jim to show up for the afternoon session, mm-hmm. and today we were this time around we were actually able to fill his whole day with sessions in the morning and then some one-on-one time. So Kevin Johnson was there as well. I got mail back from Rudder that said, good, way to go.
Excellent.
So it's really gratifying to see that it's happening at the exec level as well, and they're going, this is cool stuff. We got to keep doing this.
Absolutely.
So.
Fantastic. So what shall we do now? So is there any other researchers you'd like us to talk to?
Let's check and see if... Hey, Dave, you want to give us a couple minutes?
I like this real time figuring out the interview.
This is Dave Maynor. This is...
Charles Story from Channel 9.
Hey, how you doing?
You know about Channel 9?
Yeah.
For watching those videos?
Yeah.
We're going to make you famous now.
Yeah. You're going to be on the front page of Channel 9 now. Uh-oh. So what do you do?
I'm a vulnerability researcher of the X-Force Advanced Research Development Group. I spend all of my time thinking about new ways to hurt people and then helping make sure that never happens.
Excellent. So you're a good hacker. I don't like that term. So I do that again.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a good term, though. I mean, because it's...
Well, it's not the term. It's the stigma that people associate with it. So, like, 99% of the people that would hear the term might think of one thing, and then, like, you know, the other 1% and everything else.
Understood.
And it's all about the perception of the term. So, I mean, we're not hackers. We're legitimate.
Researchers.
Yeah, we're security researchers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are you talking about today?
I talked about you are the Trojan. You specifically are the Trojan. Microsoft was like, that guy is why we keep getting compromised. Actually, it's a speech about Microsoft's done a really good job lately of securing traditional attack vectors, which are things like, you know, generic buffer overflows, things like that. Sure. Service Pack 2 and Windows 2003 have made great, you know, advances in securing against that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the fringe, the details that you leave out, like mobile devices. Attack vectors over, for instance, USB and FireWire. They're DMA enabled. DMA means direct memory access. Mm-hmm. That means you actually do have direct access to system memory. So a peripheral can actually modify the system memory. We're actually talking about one other exploit vector that doesn't get a lot of press, which is device drivers. It's one, you know, the code for device drivers generally isn't, like, you know, the best code ever. It's written, like, from, you know, it's generally written by, like, a hybrid of software and hardware guys.
Sure.
And they're more concerned about performance than they are, you know, speed. So, you know, we were talking about, I showed two examples of device driver flaws that were, you know, discovered this year. And, you know, with the advent of information like how to exploit ring, like kernel bugs, stuff like that,
sure,
we think that, like, in the future, you know, it's a great, you know, wild, wild west right now.
So that's what you mean by the core, the soft center.
Right.
You're talking about once you get into the system.
Right.
So the drivers and stuff. And if they're running in kernel mode, then
you can do anything you want. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So move them all up to user mode.
Right.
Or make a managed kernel. But that's very interesting. And so what do you think of this whole conference so far?
I love Andrew Cushman. I'm going to get an Andrew Cushman t-shirt. No, I got to tell you, I told the audience this morning, 3 years ago I wasn't a Microsoft fan at all. In fact, if you told me 3 years ago I'd be here right now, I wouldn't believe you. But in the last couple of years, it's been very evident to people in the field that Microsoft is making huge leaps and bounds forward with security. And I think that Blue Hat is just indicative of the kind of, you know, dedication that Microsoft has right now to securing the product and the Internet as a whole.
Absolutely. And you're helping us out. You're a big part of that.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
Sorry I offended you by saying that. I got to remember that. Well, I didn't know. What do I know?
Well, and like Dave said, it's about the stigma that comes attached with it, or the perception that people associate with it.
Okay. So do we have here?
This is Wendo Snyder. Wendo and I worked together last year.
Yeah.
Actually, Blue Hat was Wendo's idea. We collaborated and improved upon this.
Uh-huh.
Sad for us is that Wendo recently left Microsoft, joined a startup. But I thought I'd give her a chance to talk on Channel 9 and give her impressions of what Blue Hat's like.
I'm really excited to see how it's changed and really improved. The speaker list is awesome this year. I mean, it was actually really great last year too. But it's excellent. It's so much bigger. There's twice as many people in attendance.
Sure.
I'm just really glad to see it continue.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great idea. So what made you come up with this idea?
Well, I was spending a lot of time traveling to a lot of different conferences, and I'd go to these different conferences and see things that were relevant to Microsoft technologies or Microsoft products, and I'd say, you know, it'd be great if the product teams could see this, if the product teams could, you know, really see what the rest of the security community was seeing.